This episode is brought to you by .site domains. If you're looking to build a great website for your business, you can find a short and meaningful domain name on the .site domain extension. To register, visit www.get.site, that's S-I-T-E, and use the code SELFRELIANCE to get up to a 50% discount on your purchase. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Chance, and today I'm doing another solo show. I'm going to talk about podcasting, but more specifically, why I think small businesses should get into podcasting, that podcasting should be a marketing channel for you. And I'm actually going to do this in two episodes, because today I'm going to talk about starting your own podcast, and then in a subsequent show, I'm going to talk about being a guest on other people's podcasts and how that can bring you value. I tell you, it doesn't matter what business, what industry you're in, but boy, particularly if you're in some sort of professional services where you need to be seen as an expert, you need to get your brand out there, you need to build trust. This is a hot marketing channel right now. So I'm gonna break this up into seven reasons that I think every small business should consider starting a podcast. Number one, it's easier than it looks. It's certainly easier than it used to be. I've been doing podcasting for 10 years now, and boy, we used to have to wrangle some of that technology together. But today, really, it comes down to a couple platforms, picking a couple. There's lots of options, picking a couple tools. Probably the most important tool is a microphone. You can't really get good quality sound these days from, say, your Apple earbuds. And so investing in a little bit of a microphone, you can obviously take this. If you do some research, you'll find tons and tons of resources on how to connect all the technology together. But it's essentially a microphone. A USB, you know, type of microphone like a Blue Yeti is very affordable, plugs into most computers, so that you get that part done. It gives you a little more of that bassy sound that you hear in higher quality. And really, I think higher quality audio has probably become more important just because of all of the you know, high production value studios that have gotten into the game, you know, the NPRs of the world. So having that is kind of imperative, really, I think, for you to go forward. Then you need to have some way to record your interviews. Now, if you're going to do solo shows, it makes it a lot easier. You can use, I'm on a Mac, and actually I'm recording this on QuickTime Player. And so that makes that component very easy. But for most of my podcast, as some of you are probably aware, I do interviews. And so there are lots of great tools out there now. Many of you are probably using Zoom these days. Zoom is an acceptable recording device. Skype is one that a lot of people have. You can record on a Mac with an add-on called Call Recorder. I've been using something called Squadcast of late. Now, that is a paid program, but I really love it because what it allows me to do is actually my guest logs into online. There's no tool. They just go to a URL, nothing to download. I log in, and then it records both sides of the conversation locally. So even if we have a bad connection, which happens quite often online, I get a great recording. Now, you're probably going to need to edit that recording. And so, you know, the most commonly used tools are GarageBand and something called Audacity. Audacity is really a PC version. GarageBand comes free on Macs. So a lot of Mac users use GarageBand. Then you're going to want to have hosting for your podcast. So if you're going to have a bunch of downloads on what are pretty large 20, 30 megabyte files, you need streaming hosting so people can listen, so that you can push that out to all of the podcast listening places like iTunes. So forever, I've used a tool called Libsyn. Now, there's another pretty great one out there that a lot of people use called Blueberry. It's not spelled like Blueberry, but if you Google Blueberry hosting, you'll find it. Then typically, it's a good idea to have some place to publish your podcast. So one of the reasons for having podcasts, quite frankly, is the great content that it can create, the great way from an SEO standpoint to drive people to your website. So I think you want to host it on your website. even though you're going to push it out to all the other places where people listen, you're going to want to put it on, you know, in my case, I use a WordPress blog. And there's a nice little plugin from the Blueberry folks that makes it kind of easy to set up a podcast as a separate part of your blog. So you may blog three times a week or something, but then a podcast once a week, it puts the podcast in there with show notes, which is a really common thing. Okay, the next step you're going to want is your distribution. So we're talking iTunes here. That's probably, well, it is by far and away the largest distribution. Apple's iTunes is where the majority of people listen, although Spotify is growing very quickly. Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, those are kind of the common, most common places. So that was in 5 minutes kind of how to do podcasting from a technology standpoint. And it's really, as I said, it's gotten so much easier because of all these new tools out there. The second reason to podcast is it's a great way to repurpose episodes. You can record these. Again, I'm using QuickTime Player. I could record a video of me speaking this podcast. I could strip out the audio, make that a podcast. So I've got video clips. I've got the audio clips. I can get it transcribed by a tool like Rev.com. And all of a sudden, I've got a blog post, or I've got maybe the makings of an ebook if I want to put it in there. So anytime you can put, you know, starting with, say, video content where you've got, you know, you've automatically got three different forms of content, you can break it up into small clips. That little bit that I just did on getting started with the tools, that could be a 5-minute clip that a lot of people who are just trying to get that information, I could put that in LinkedIn, say, in a video, and a lot of people would find that useful. Have you ever tried looking for a domain name? Chances are that the first few options you tried were not available. And you're not alone. I mean, over 65% of domain name searches actually fail because, you know, all good domain names are already taken. But that's not necessarily true. In fact, I got myself selfreliance.site, where I talk about my book, The Self-Reliant Entrepreneur, and share content to help people become self-reliant in their entrepreneurial journey. You too can get your very own .site domain for as low as $1.99. Visit www.get.site or click the link in the description on the show notes page. Search for your unique .site domain and use the code SELFRELIANCE to get 50% off your domain purchase. For years, I've told people, this is kind of reason number three, I guess. For years, I've told people that one of the most potent and sort of under-talked about reasons to have a podcast is it's a great tool for networking, for building referrals. I can't tell you how many people that I have met, you know, because I've been able to reach out to them and offer to interview them on my show. Well, if they're promoting a book or a product or something, they're very willing to come on my show. It gives us a great opportunity to meet, to basically, you know, you've probably heard some of my shows where I'm asking guests stuff that I just want to know about. And so it really is a tremendous way to get access in some ways to people. And so now in my world, you know, I'm interviewing other authors. But if you think about it, let's say you sell to mid-sized company CFOs. Well, how about starting a show and start interviewing mid-sized company CFOs from all over the world and just talk about the challenges that they have, the things the way they've solved things, their entrepreneurial journeys. Great, great content, but also is going to give you access to the people that you actually want to sell to, that you actually want access to, who maybe would never return your phone call or your email if all you wanted to do was come over and find out if there were any synergies or whatever it is the pitch is that I get in emails all the time. So by being a member of the press, essentially, you now get access to folks. I think there is an emotional connection. I know obviously people who listen to my show and talk to me about my show all the time and will meet me in person, and there's that instant like, oh, I heard you talking across the room and I knew it was you. I mean, there's just this voice connection that you have. Obviously video, you know, makes that connection probably in some ways even deeper. I prefer actually the audio version, mainly because it's just so portable. Today, people are listening in their cars. I mean, these cars are all podcast, you know, listening stations now, with Wi-Fi and you know, ways to connect. People are walking the dog, they're on the treadmill. So having that portable content allows you to kind of be in their ear, in their head, or whatever they're doing or however they want to listen. Now, I'm up to number five in case you're keeping score. You can actually make money from podcasting. There certainly are a lot of people that promote it exclusively for that. I, on the other hand, am more interested, quite frankly, in the exposure and the expertise and the fact that I get to meet incredible people that I want to meet. But it also, there are certainly opportunities to get sponsors for shows, affiliate, you know, promoting affiliate products on shows, even promoting your own products and services. Although if your show is exclusively about any of those things, people will tune out pretty quickly. So you do have to balance that. You're better off building an audience and building a following with great content before you think necessarily about trying to monetize it and you know, drive people away. But it certainly, you know, it has over the years become a significant revenue stream for me, but it certainly didn't start that way. When I promote my podcast in my e-newsletters and in all the other places all over the web where people listen to podcasts, it definitely has the benefit of driving traffic back to my website. So people want to hear the show notes. They want to hear if I referenced some tool or some things, which you have heard on today. I've referenced many tools. We're going to have links back to those in the show notes at ducttapemarketing.com/podcast. You'll be able to find it. So it is a great way to drive traffic, you know, back to your website. And lastly, I guess this is number seven, but the form of content, the long form of content. When I do a show for 25 minutes, if I get that transcribed, it's about 3,500 to 4,000 words. All the research suggests that length of content is not for everybody. It's not for every day, but the search engines absolutely love it. And there certainly are people who want to go deeper when they really want to learn about something, when they really want to understand something. It probably takes you that many words to get that communicated effectively. And so if you're getting your podcast transcribed, it can be a great way to easily produce long-form content. I mean, how hard is it and how long would it take you to sit down and write 4,000 words? But if you're talking about something you're passionate about, if you're explaining something that you know very well, in many cases, you can talk for 20, 30 minutes pretty easily and produce that kind of content. In fact, just doing interviews with when we get clients, quite often we'll do interviews with members of their team, and we'll, you know, if we don't understand a subject or if something's kind of technical, we'll just have them talk about it. And, you know, we could never get them to explain it or to write it, but we could certainly get it very easily transcribed if we could get it recorded. So it's a great way to produce very long form content. So podcasting seems like just another thing to do. Many people are like, well, I don't have anything to say. I'm not a journalist. What would I do? If you are listening to this and you have a target market in mind, you have a reason to start a podcast. Simply interviewing members of your target market. And I don't mean making that a sales pitch, but deciding, as I used in my example, this idea of the mid-size, you know, company CFOs. They're all over the world. In many cases, nobody's asking to interview them. You're going to be a welcome guest. You're going to get tremendous insights by having conversations with them. You are going to produce tremendous content by having conversations with them. It's the kind of content that the people you actually want to sell to, the people you do sell to, will appreciate and value. And that is alone what makes podcasting or starting your own podcast probably something that should rise up in the priority of your marketing tactics. So if you have any questions about podcasting, feel free to fire me an email. It's just john@ducttapemarketing.com. Love those reviews on iTunes or wherever you listen to your shows. And let me know if this is something that you'd like to even maybe see a training program on. We could certainly throw something together that would be really valuable, kind of using our years of experience. So let me know if that's something that sounds interesting. I appreciate you tuning in, and hopefully we'll run into you soon someday out there on the road.